Welcome. Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 495. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Woo!
Earl is here as well.
Woo!
And Jeff.
Are we wooing here?
I don't know.
I guess not, because you ruined it. We were all wooing.
Stop the wooing. There's no more woo train.
They know to the woo.
The end of the woo.
Yeah. So, is this week seven or week eight?
This is week seven. It's the end of week seven tomorrow. Not that I'm counting.
They announced on a work call I was on today that it was day 50 of our offices being closed.
Okay. So, I mean, it's all time is blending together. Having trouble keeping track. Not of days, because, you know, working, but.
Oh, no.
You have that problem
keeping track of days, even when I'm working.
At some point, it's good to lose count, because then you won't notice that.
Well, not even.
Years.
Not even it counts so much as, is today Thursday? Is today Wednesday? Like I post a thread on Twitter every day of like whatever I'm wearing, just so it keeps me motivated to get dressed. And I also kind of shared a pictures in one of my Slack groups with my and like somebody's like, on Wednesday we wear pink, and I'm just like, it's Thursday. So
fine, on Thursday we wear pink again.
I mean, I'm sure there are people who are just throwing on the same thing they've had on yesterday. Again, no fault. I mean, laundry's hard to come by.
Yeah, I mean, I am fortunate. I have a laundry machine and a dryer in my house, but many people do not have that. And I don't know, are laundromats open?
Some of them are.
They gotta be.
They are, but they doesn't mean that the company itself is staying open.
Right.
Every business is secretly open.
Secretly.
I mean, spoilers. That's just my opinion. Every business is a speakeasy now, and you have to, like, you have to.
I mean, I get like, what you're coming from, but there's no
and
good,
know which door to go
there's
to.
There's no good reason to be secretly open.
There, I that's all I'm gonna say.
It's like there are secrets to get into these businesses.
I'll say one thing that I won't say like the store or whatever, but like there's a small like knick-knack store in my town where it's like if you walk into the store, it's so jam-packed full of shit and like little turnstile things and it's just like loaded with shit and like. You feel claustrophobic walking into the store, and like I always feel like I'm gonna knock stuff over when I'm walking in there. Like my scanner, I have it like on a holster on my belt. I feel like it's just gonna hit something one day, and like I'm gonna owe them money. you know, they like closed for like a week, and now like they're secretly open. Like I walked in, and like. The owner ran over and was like, no, we're not open. We're totally not open. I'm like, okay. Like, why is there a lady browsing right there?
Just, you know, regular worker that happens to look like a shopper.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
There's a lot of businesses that are, they get so little foot traffic to begin with that I don't see what the big deal is, you know? A lot of them are like, you know, they're like closed, and then if you go knock, the owner will show up, and then like the what one person at a time. There's all sorts of weird things like that, you know. Of course, like dentist offices, they're closed, but they're open for emergency. You know what I mean? Like, there's people right. there.
Well, I mean that's every day. Different.
But they're closed, but they're there every day. Like it's just like they're still open in a way.
But they're just not seeing regular patients.
Like. I don't know. It's really weird seeing it from like the perspective I'm like seeing it at. Strange? Where it's just like yeah, we're closed, But
not closed.
Speakeasies, man. Anyways, not to
Go off on a
side tangent here.
We don't want to out any
no, I don't.
Any businesses. So
yeah, just in Chicago, Illinois.
I live in Shermer, Illinois.
I don't know how that's helping your case by narrowing it down.
There is no Shermer.
He lied. Yeah.
But how's everybody doing with 7 weeks of this fantastic experiment?
It's been the greatest time of my life.
really rediscovered myself.
That's what I find funny about this is like the people out there are saying that, you know, those of us that kind of agree with what, you know, the measures that are being taken are saying that like we are just trying to let it run indefinitely so that we tank the president. It's like, no, like I don't want to be locked inside any more than you do. This is the right thing to do.
I'm in no hurry to have this happen 2-3 months from now.
Have to go through all this again.
Yeah.
Great. Sign me up.
Just because you want to eat crappy pizza or drink really terrible beer at a jacked up price.
Like what kind of fantasy like version of Democrats or whatever you want to call people that are saying we should do this? Like, yeah, dude, we all have lives we want to live, dude. People want to pay their fucking bills and go to work and like... Nobody's sitting there going, "Oh, I'm gonna live off the welfare state." Oh, the $1,200 fucking dollar check. Thanks, bud. Yeah, that's really gonna fucking keep us afloat. Like, whatever. It's
and even though like stupid. The added benefit that they're giving for unemployment, like I think the federal government is tossing in like an extra $600 a week or something.
Yeah,
on top of your benefits, like it's not sustainable it ends in July. Yeah. Right. Like it's not like it's forever.
That's the thing. And again, and I've had this discussion with some friends. I hate the way that it's framed that like, oh, employees are having a difficult time hiring people because they'd rather be nobody. I mean, the vast majority of people do not want to, like, none of us want to sit on our asses all day doing nothing.
If I were laid off right now, though, that's what I would do. Because I'm not going to go look for a job in this environment.
That's going to pay you less.
Right. Well, that was like, that's the argument that I'm like going on. Like, if the $600 extra in unemployment is enough to not have somebody like go work for you, then you're not offering them enough money.
Yeah.
Because $600 isn't that much in the grand scheme of things.
All I know is if I'm unemployed at any point like during this, I'm fucking hitting total reset. I'm fucking moving somewhere warm by a beach. Fucking, that's it.
So just moving to Florida, where he will probably die very shortly thereafter. But
yes,
I'll flip the state. I'll turn it blue.
You all gotta die of something, right?
It's true. So
where were we going with all this?
Everyone's having fun with our quarantine. Well, I don't know. I don't think it wasn't a terrible week this week. There was a new game that I'm kind of enjoying.
That's right.
There were several new games.
Doesn't feel like it to me.
Well, I've only been playing one, although I guess another one came out today, which I haven't touched. Not sure what the other games are. So I played Gears Tactics. What were the other games, Earl?
Streets of Rage 4 came out.
Yes.
And I just tried out a game called Devil Head, which also came out today. And not necessarily a game, but I did go into the open beta when I could for a new Switch title called Ninjaya.
Oh, the not Squid Splatoon game?
Yes. So it's been keeping me busy. I mean, not that, because that game, I get it, and I understand what they're going for, but like when you don't have the brand power, or you're not Nintendo, I don't think an open beta with select hours is the best course of action, because you want as many people as possible to play your game, I mean, I guess I might as well start there. And like, if you only have an hour, and let's say you're down for like 45 minutes of that, it creates a bad impression.
Yeah.
So if you look at their Twitter feed, which is fantastic, pretty much the entire week is like, we're sorry, we're working on it, we're back up. Wait, no, we have to do emergency maintenance. We'll be back up. Okay, we extended it for half an hour. Okay, we're going to have to stagger this. So, okay, America goes, Europe goes, Japan goes. It was a crap show.
I mean, I don't disagree that, like, you know, a game that has no kind of brand recognition having such a shitty beta doesn't help its case, but at least it's not the real release.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly speaking, you know, as much as I crap on it, like, it's good word of mouth because people hear about people being frustrated with it, and people are then mentioning it, and then people are like, oh yeah, that game. So I mean, it works in their favor somewhat. And I will be honest with you, I actually had fun with it. I thought the game itself was a ton of fun when I did get in. It looks and acts like Splatoon, but it does not play like Splatoon. It is more of a Mei game. I mean, it is a Mei game, and it's more of a I guess it's more like a combat battle royale game, even though it's only 8 players. So you start off with different types of weapons, and you basically you know, you beat the crap out of each other to gain points, and that is the basis of the game. There's not a lot of science to it. Either that or there is science, and they do a really piss poor job of explaining it.
So it's not it's like, because Splatoon, while it's a shooter, it's more of a like territory based game where you're trying to claim more territory. So this is more of like beat the crap out of each other, and
yeah, this is more
the most wins.
Yeah, well, it's the person, like, you get points for various things in the game. So you get points for Ippo, I think that's what it's called, which is a knockout. You get points for, there are like giant drones on the field, and when you take them out, you get points for that. There's collectibles on the map you can get, and you also get points based off of damage. So, like, you know, you beat somebody up, and you may not finish them, but you still get points for that, and then, you know, it accumulates. And then at the end of the game, I don't know if this will keep in, you also get rewarded based off of certain criteria. So the two I've seen that repeated, and probably the only two that's in there, is whoever has the most, because you can have the most points and not get the most KOs. So whoever has the most KO gets points, and then whoever killed or defeated or did the most damage to drones get points as well. And that can change. I've actually seen that change the results of the game. So you might have been first in points when the game ended, but when they awarded the bonus points, you came in second or third. So yeah, but the game itself is fun. It has, like, the comparison that it does have with Splatoon is it has that style and charm that Splatoon has. It has that very I don't know if there's a term for it, but like, that very cartoonish street style that Splatoon does, where like, Splatoon feels like a fully developed world for teenagers. Like a certain type of teenager is like the Splatoon.
Yeah, there's an attitude and a personality to Splatoon that permeates that.
It looks like, from what I remember, and you know, I haven't played this or anything yet. Like, the color palette kind of reminds me, like, it's kind of like neon type colors and shit, right? Or no?
Yeah. It's that very bubblegum ish, like that pop. Bubble gum, it's not like chibi, but it's very hyper stylized. So you can tell like these characters are unique to this world, and I think for the most part it works. And I love the style of that. You can, you know, like, especially in this day and age, you have the ability to like make sure that your character has a multi different shades of color possible, and that is fantastic. You get different hairstyles. I didn't see any options for Kildens, but I assume there's different Kilden brands. I assume there are different types of Kilden and outfits you can unlock throughout the course of the game. And then some of the weapons, like in the beta, there's only 4 types of weapon. But the fact is that one of your weapons is literally your basketball. And like you can, like part of like your combo is you can dunk your opponent. I'm like, I'm in for that kind of off the wall kind of nonsense that works.
Yeah, that sounds fun. So that's an open but very limited beta right now.
Yeah. Well, no, it was only for that day.
Oh, for that day that
it was 3 hours over. Yeah. But the bright side is it comes out in May and it is free to play. So, you know, you have a chance to check it out.
Oh, that's free is the right price.
Yeah. I dare you, like, we got to see what that free means. If it means, like, you know, you have this character and you like, you know, like, if it's like, depending on how bad the free to play mechanics are, this will make or break the game. If it's like you start with one character and one weapon, you have to pay or unlock stuff over a grind, I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Right. Like, but if you get like if it starts out kind of like Apex Legends did, where it's like, you know, you get, you know, 6 of the 8 heroes or whatever. You know, you get 6 of, you know, whatever characters there are, and then like they'll add more and you can unlock them as you go, but there's enough variety at the start, that could be okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nice. And so what was the other level head you said?
Yes. Yes, Level Head is, how do I explain Level Head? Because I really, Level Head is like, if somebody's like, you know, people really enjoy Mario Maker, but we don't have a brand as popular as Mario, but we want to make like a custom platformer. So it's both a kind of level creation editor while also being its own 2D platformer. And Evil Head, and the point of the game is you are a delivery robot called GR18, and you throughout every level you have to find and deliver a package, and you can, you know, you grab onto the package and you take it through various you take it through various parts of the level and make sure it gets to the end safely. And yeah, and there's, you know, different types of puzzles with it. You can use it to knock enemies back. You can use it as a leverage to for platforming like an extra level so you can get up to higher boost points. You can use it to cross gaps. So there's a lot of usages for it, and I think that's great. I've only gotten to play a few of it before we started this podcast. Part of the game is going through a lot of the level creation stuff, and I just kind of like, I really am not here for this, so I just kind of like, it took me like half an hour because it's like a very in-depth tutorial, and I'm just like, can I skip this and come back to it later? Because like, it's like you play through I think 3 stages and then they give you the tutorial on how to create levels, and that is like a stage in itself, so you can't skip it because it's part of the actual game as well.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm watching some videos of it. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's also free on Game Pass, which is how I was downloading Streets of Rage 4, I figured I'd just throw this on. Neither one of them are big games. I think Streets of Rage is like 4.5 gigs, and this is maybe 2.5. So,
I might try this. I like Mario Maker. This doesn't have, obviously, it doesn't have that brand to it, as you said, but
yeah, and you know, it doesn't have some 30 some odd years of history, so like in the game, like in the level creation, I think there's like 2 or 3 enemy types and stuff like that, so you're not gonna get, you know, like Mario has a crap ton of enemies and varieties on enemies and all these gadgets and gimmicks that they've introduced in this game doesn't have all of that, but it's a great beginner, and a lot of it, a lot of the I think the DIY stuff is pretty straightforward, so yeah, I would recommend checking it out. Again, it's on Game Pass. Why not?
Yeah, might as well. And you downloaded Streets of Rage, Jeff? Did you play some of that too?
Sorry, I was muted for a second there.
How dare you mute yourself? We want to hear every last breath of you.
Well, my last breath. It'll be very brief. Yeah, I've played Streets of Rage 4. Yeah, a little
bit. So what did the two of you think of this long-awaited 4th Streets of Rage game?
Well, I don't know if it was long-awaited.
But no, I don't think I'm clamoring for it.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Anticipated are two very different beasts.
I do think there is a, I mean, I've at least noticed a crowd on Twitter that's very excited about this game. And that's how I actually first saw that. It was on Game Pass. Talking about it.
A friend of ours who is very into retro games, he has been anticipating this one, I know. And, he's out there playing it. He says it's very good from his perspective. So.
Like, people who are fans of the series should definitely check it out, because, one, fans of the series seem very pleased with it, and two, like, what I've played of it so far feels very faithful to, you know, the old games. So, if that's a good thing for you, then...
And I will say, it is a good thing. I'm a fan of Streets of Rage. I'm a fan of classic beat-em-ups, and I think this is probably the best attempt at modernizing it, because it doesn't modernize it. It's just like, what can we do with the technology that makes it interesting? And some of that is, you know, a lot of those games were... How do you say this kind? Were janky with, like, hit detection. And I think that's something that they worked on with this one. I think that they've done an art style that is very faithful to, like, the Genesis games, while also being its own thing. Like, it has a really nice hand-drawn style to it. But, like, the characters are, and then the environments themselves still kind of remain... They're detailed. They're more detailed than they were beyond the Genesis, but it's not a... You know, it's not like a weird mashup of like hyper CG backdrops or anything like that.
Like it's not Genesis. It's not 16-bit graphics or anything like that. It looks like a new game, I guess. You know, just kind of like cartoon art style, but like the art style looks right for it. You know what I mean? It looks like Streets of Rage, like especially in motion, more so than. You know, if you just saw like a screenshot of it, but
yeah, and then they didn't try to hamper it down with modernization, which they could have, and in some cases, I think some people could argue they should have. But like, there's no voice acting, but there are, you know, like they have story snippets, but the story snippets are just like here's some moving pictures with text underneath it. It's not voice acted or anything. There's not like full motion video. It's just like here's some fancy graphics. That tells you, like, this takes place 10 years after the original, not the original, takes place 10 years after part 3. Japan has two of the original characters. One of the characters is the daughter of one of the characters from the original trilogy. There's, you know, some new weapons, there's some new moves. But by and by, if you play Streets of Rage, you've played this game before.
I forgot what the fuck I was just going to say.
No, those games are generally fairly short, so I might jump in and play that one.
Yeah, I think it's 3 hours, but people have said that they've done a good job of replayability with like additional characters, you know, like different modes. You have a persistent score that goes through like every playthrough. That isn't necessarily your score, and as you do that, you'll unlock new characters, and skins and stuff like that. So there are ways that they have figured out how to prolong the lifespan of this title.
I'm a fan of Streets of Rage also. Excuse me. Oh no.
Corona.
Tony cursed you, Jeff.
I'm a fan of Streets of Rage, but like, I think we've kind of talked about this before. Like, I think that type of game, to me, like, just for me anyways, like, it had a time and a place, and it's just like, I don't think it holds up. And so,
which is fine.
I think, like, what makes Streets of Rage cool, like what makes it stand out from like other, you know, like other beat 'em ups like that is like at the time, anyways, the graphics were really good at the time, and the music, the soundtrack is fucking great, right? So like you know, if I had to pick like my favorite beat 'em ups, it would probably be Streets of Rage 2 and like Ninja Turtles, right? But it's just like I wouldn't play a game in that genre anymore. I wouldn't have bought this
But see, I agree and disagree with you to an extent. Like, I would not, if this was like a $60 box product, I would not touch it. But as a digital first release, I do think $30 might be a bit pricey for it.
It's $30.
I think so.
Well, I paid $30 for Ty, the Tasmanian Tiger, this week, so I can't really talk.
$24.99. So,
okay.
That's almost 30.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would not pay that. I would not pay that in this day and age. But I mean, I think it's a great title for Game Pass. I think it's the type of title that enhances the service without really hurting like a major publisher. Like, yes, I think in these probably need it more, but on paper it's like a great kind of like, you get this game and we don't have to pay EA all this money. And I think, and I mean, my initial thoughts, you mentioned Turtles while I was playing this, was like, oh, I think this going forward should be the model to bring back, because I think it's a genre that is, I mean, one, it's always been great for licensed products. I think it's a genre that is ripe for a comeback, and I think it's a good model. It's a nice style. It's very simple, and they figured out, because there's also a mode that you're not, which is like mimics the old arcade style, which is you get one life for the entire game, and then you have to earn like, you know, it's like the old school arcade. You have to earn additional lives and stuff with a combination of skill and really just kind of repaying it over and over again until you get it. So there are stuff where it's like, okay, because that was one of the problems with a lot of the ports of classic arcade titles to Xbox Live Arcade when they did that last gen, is that these titles were like, these are really fun back in their day, but when you take away the element of like having to not need to put in a coin, a lot of them become really easy or just not that engaging, like the X-Men one. It's just like, oh, I can't really die because I'm just going to get unlimited lives. So what do I matter? What does it care if I do strategy or not?
Yeah. I made it halfway through the first level, and like I think I was like between the mini boss, which I thought was the boss, but it wasn't, I guess, and the end of the level, and I died. Like, I ran out of lives, and, you know, we just hit continue, and you start over from the very beginning of the level, and that's, if I play more of that game, it'll be because I'm playing with you guys, because, like,
that's a question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that just means you're terrible at that game, because I made it through the first three levels without dying.
Really? Well, yeah, I don't know.
Well, question for you guys, is it four-player co-op?
Yes and no.
It sounds like it. Oh, yes and no. What is that?
I think it's four players Zoku, it's two players on.
Oh. Whatever.
The odds keep going down.
if it was four players online, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. That would be fantastic. I am the hair for a four player on beat 'em up.
I think that like that.
I mean,
that type of game. I think that type of game, one, benefits if like you could play it on an arcade cabinet, but and then two, really benefits like no matter how you play it with other people. Like I feel like you need other people. Like I don't know. It's not fun to me otherwise.
Oh, no, you're not wrong.
They're fine. They're not
just terrible at these games, or super engaging.
They're fun when you have somebody next to you and you can like play with them. Or, you know, if we were all on, you know, headset or something talking.
You're like, look, I just fucking pile drive that motherfucker, you know? Like, right. I'm going to go smash this fucking telephone booth. Fucking cover me.
But for, you know, I have Game Pass. I will give that game a shot over the weekend.
Well, if you see me online and want to try it out together, I will. That's probably the only way I'm going to play it again.
Okay.
But it does seem, it seems like, you know, if you're a fan of the series, I think you're going to be pleased. But...
Yeah, I did see Earl, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but you tweeted out something about the Turtles in Time game on
that was a really good
Super
one.
Nintendo. And I was like, I kind of want to play that.
Yeah, I there was this morning because somebody tweeted about it because the 30th anniversary is coming up soon, I guess. And I'm like, it would be awesome if they, and I think the joke went over everybody's head that they remade Ash Gen. And right. We just all kind of, I guess, agreed to not talk about it in good company. But yeah, I'd rather not think about what they did with Reshelled. But if they did something like this where they modernized it, and I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Might have to go play that one.
It's one of the saddest things about not this generation exactly, but it's sad that like we've just kind of, not we, because none of you've done it. We just ditched like the Ninja Turtles IP because I thought it was fantastic for multiplayer games, and yeah, we don't have it anymore.
They haven't done a great job on keeping that alive. Although games like that don't really seem to get made a whole lot anymore. Like there were a couple Transformers games last gen. There were, you know, a couple Ninja Turtle games, but nothing big and nothing consistent. And this gen's been, I mean, Jeff would say it's terrible for everything, but, it's been totally terribly, terribly bad for licensed properties. We just don't get those B tier licensed property games anymore.
Yeah, it's just
movie tie-ins.
It's just a weird combination of. It's just a weird combination of the fact that you make more money doing the stuff on mobile.
Yeah,
and just like between that and the fact that these licenses are super expensive and don't get that return of interest. I mean, you look at EA and they're still struggling with the Star Wars license. Granted, part of that's on EA, but they've had that license for how many years now? And they still, you've done like three games?
Is it seven years?
I thought, what is it? The Fallen Order? I thought the game was really good. I'm going to die on that hill. I don't care.
It's
not even about the quality of the game, but the fact of the matter is that they've done three Star Wars games in 7 years of that license.
I felt a little bit of backlash to that game on this show, and I'm not going to have it.
I think I ultimately came around and ended up on my top 10. It was a good game. There were things about it I did not like, and they were the things about it I think you did like. But
I mean, I actually just deleted it off my hard drive recently. I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to play it again, but I thought it was like super solid. Like they did a good job, you know?
Yeah. And I will play whatever they make next. Earl's not wrong that EA has squandered that license.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So much they could have done with it.
Which is the argument. But yeah, I think as we go into next gen, and we'll talk about this more, I assume at the end of the show, with Microsoft's announcement today, that I do think that the B tier like these lower level games are stuff. I can't speak for the rest of you. I complain about being missing from the console space is that we do need a lot of these games, to fill in the gap. Like you look at this year, I saw somebody when they reviewed Gears Tactic. They were like, Gears Tactic is out now. There is nothing for the rest of the summer,
which isn't true.
But for 2 months, there's really no major release to The Last of Us 2.
That's true.
Like, you can count Xenoblade, which I do because I absolutely love it, but that's a remake of a game that's been remade once already.
Yep. I'm going to need fucking Nintendo to drop that Mario shit in like June because.
Doesn't sound like you're getting anything from Nintendo.
I was about to say, we could talk about that in a bit too, but.
If
they drop it, they're just going to drop it. There's going to be no.
I hope because I've been keeping busy with, you know, playing stuff like, you know, here and there, but and a lot of Animal Crossing, and that will keep me busy. But it's like you need a little flavor beyond just Animal
Crossing.
Like even if you love it as much as I do, it's like
it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a little light for you, Jeff.
I get that feel, so I'm just gonna be digging. I like seriously considering doing Breath of the Wild again, because that you know, but that takes up a lot of time too. It's like I like what I've been doing, which is like Animal Crossing, and then like really short games with it, you know, like Castlevania or Contra, or you know,
yep.
It's been working out great for me, but we'll see.
Game Pass though is it's having a knockout week. I gotta say, like with, you know, maybe you didn't love Streets of Rage 4, but I, Earl, it's good. Said, level heads out there, Streets of Rage 4 is out there. They've released Yakuza Kiwami just came out on there. It is loaded this week. Moving Out, which I think Earl you had talked about before.
Yes, we're at PAX. I did not download that one.
But also on Game Pass, I downloaded this adventure game, Deliver Us the Moon, which I haven't got to yet, but it's like a space game. And then there's a AAA release this week, PC only currently, but Tony and I have played a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Gears Tactics.
Woo!
That is
so weird. Not the game, but the idea that it's like it's an Xbox exclusive that is not on Xbox.
Yeah, and I guess they are working on, like, it will be on Xbox later this year. It just looks like they are tweaking it for consoles, I guess.
Well, I guess then I'll try it and die in the first level and never play it again.
I don't think you'll die in the first level.
The first, I mean, if he's dying in Streets of Rage,
maybe.
Yeah. It's possible.
The first level's pretty much like it pretty much tells you
press how A.
To, yes. It's like go to cover. Okay, here's, you should shoot this guy. Like if you're not following their instructions in the first level, maybe you die, but if that first, that the tutorial level and the level immediately after it is pretty scripted. But it's Tony. I don't know what you think about it, but it's a Gears game.
It is definitely a Gears game. It's definitely a like the 2D tactical like you get out of XCOM or Final Fantasy Tactics. It's very classic, although it's super aggressive. Like if you're playing XCOM, you probably spend a lot of time like limping forward and like doing a lot of Overwatch. Here, the game kind of encourages you with abilities to be more aggressive than that. So like running up and cutting an enemy in half with your lancer gets you additional action points. So like the more you like run out and kill stuff, the more you'll be able to run out and kill stuff, meaning that like staying in cover is not encouraged, which is odd kind of when you think about Gears. Because a lot of Gears is like hiding behind walls and like peeking out and shooting and hiding behind the wall. Cowards. Again.
You run right up, you chainsaw them in the face.
Right. Yeah. This game is that. It's, you know, running up and, you know, running through them with your classic lancer and chopping their head off is, you know, encouraged.
Yeah.
Go out and do that.
Although the, at least from what I played, the Locust, at least the ones with the guns, like the standard hammer burst Locust, they are very defensive. Like they will, you know, they'll get a shot off at you. They'll post up in cover and then go into Overwatch. And there are times when there's like three or four of them in Overwatch on you. And hopefully you have positioned your guys in such a way that they are not all bunched together. Cause otherwise, right.
Cause then you're stuck in the Overwatch. Although the old dude with the intimidate ability,
yeah, he can kind of scare them away.
That is key because it hits all of them. So I've been like surrounded by Overwatch, like six locusts, and then you just hit that once, and they all like stop and like stand up in cover, and then you just shoot them. So,
but yeah, it has everything you kind of expect from a Gears game. Like there are emergence holes that you will toss grenades into to close them up. there are wretches that are like super aggressive and they swarm you. I haven't come across any like big, I haven't like met up with a boomer yet, but I'm only like 3 or 4 levels in.
Right. I've heard there are some really massive boss battles. So
yeah, I'm expecting like a corpser and
right.
That could be some fun stuff.
And this is a prequel, right?
It's like 10 years before the first Gears, 15.
Yeah. So you are playing as a Kate's dad. Kate is the protagonist of 5, and she was in 4. She's part of the new squad. So you're playing as her dad. So, you know, roughly, it's, as Tony said, before Gears 1. In fact, it's right when Prescott decided to use the Hammer of Dawn on the populated cities to eliminate the Locust. So you actually experience that in the first
it's like,
mission.
It's like the end of the first mission.
Yeah. So yeah, there's like some cool story to it. I like the recruitment aspect to it, and the leveling. Like your guys persistently level up like as you use them, and you'll pick up these like supply crates on the ground that you can then like add attachments to your weapons and give you bonuses. And there's a whole skill tree for each of your characters too, that give like that intimidate skill that Tony just mentioned. I don't know. It's really deep.
It is. It's very tactical though. There's no like in XCOM, you get to decide whether you want to go on missions and what like the direction is going to be. Here, you're just kind of going down a linear path of missions. So,
right, so like I glanced at the achievement list. I think there are chances like where you'll get to choose like specific missions or stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're like they talk about like certain types of missions that like, seem optional based on the achievements.
Yeah, but you look at like XCOM where you're like deciding what kind of things to build in your facility, right, and like researching technologies and developing weapons, and here you're kind of just using the stuff that you find on the ground.
Yeah, I mean it's very Gears in that that way. It's also it's, you know, like you said, it's a linear story. Like it is narrative driven.
Yeah.
There are full cutscenes and stuff that go through it.
It looks way better than XCOM does. You don't get all the weird like graphic issues you have there. The game is beautiful. It looks like a Gears game. I mean,
well maybe you don't get the weird graphics.
Okay, issues. Yeah, sure.
On my potato of a computer, it at times looks like and not that Gears of War, the original game, is a terrible looking game.
Yeah,
I still think it actually looks pretty good, but. There are times when it's like, ooh, wow, oh, all right, those textures didn't load in fully. Oh, they're not going to load in fully. but yeah,
I'm playing on an Ultra, so everything is, you know, immaculate. Yeah,
so when I boot it up, it actually tells me, hey, Gears Tactics will not run on your machine. but then it says, like, go download the latest driver, which I did. Because my graphics card is supported, and I hit okay and it boots up fine. It's not running in super high resolution, but I can see that like if I had a better PC, it would look fucking awesome.
Which is kind of sad that they launched this game for just. I mean, it seems like you're not the only one who has this issue because it's meant for a high end machine.
Yeah.
And it's not out for Xbox One. So a lot of people are going to have to wait for this.
Yeah. Like I am fortunate enough that like I can at least play it, you know, looking as it is. It sounded like Walt wasn't even able to run it at all.
Not at all. No, he can't run it at all.
And it does have controller support. So I haven't played it with the controller yet.
I can't imagine why you would want to.
Right, I mean, I have the mouse and keyboard, and it actually controls real well. WASD kind of controls your camera up, down, left, right. Like you can move around that way. And then I think it's E and Q kind of rotate. It can rotate the game map. So you can get different angles on stuff, which is useful because I wasn't really paying attention when I first started it and trying to use the mouse for everything. And it's not designed that way. So it's like, why can't I get over on the, I want my guy on this side of the cover. That was just me being an idiot though, and not having played a whole lot of tactics games on a PC in the last decade. Ton of fun though.
No, it's really good.
I don't quite know why you can play as Thrashball Cole.
They just kind of add him into your squad. There he is.
He's like, here he is. This makes no sense why I would play as Cole in his Thrashball uniform. But
Cole should be a baby right now. A little tiny baby.
Right. He would... I mean, at worst, like...
Maybe
in high school. Because if it's 10 years before, like, you know, Cole was a... He was a Thrashball star at the time, so I would think, what, 25, 26 years old, maybe?
Sure.
So it's like, yeah, like, you're throwing him in there, though.
I'll get him, guys! Yeah. Follow me!
That's how it should have been. Should also throw in, like, Gears Pop Marcus.
Why not?
I was about to say, that sounds like, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. Yes, this is why I'm not creative director for anything.
No, I mean, like, if you're going to add goofy shit in,
go all the way.
And the customization is fucking phenomenal. Like, you can customize the visuals of your guns, like, color-wise. You can customize your armor. I've seen people on the Gear subreddit. Somebody made a Sergeant Avery Johnson from Halo.
Nice. See, that would be. That would be very. Or it would be very confusing. But I think it would be awesome to kind of combine Halo and Gears like that. And an offshoot, like, yes, canonically, this still makes sense. But yeah, Halo Wars and like Gears Tactics, like, create a combo.
Yeah, I think they like. You know, Halo is more space opera-y, but I think you could fit them in there.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, I mean, the ODST and Reach, I think, are more... like, they're still space operas, especially Reach, but they're also very grounded soldiers' tales, which is essentially what Gears is. And, I mean, grounded in as much as Gears can be grounded.
And Gears 5 does have, some of the Reach characters in multiplayer, but...
Yes, and it has Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor, yep, and
Dave Bautista.
Yes. One of the other ones that I saw that somebody created that was posted on the Gears Reddit was somebody made Duke Nukem, with the I don't know how they're doing it. Like, I know that you can customize things, but they're going all out. Like, they literally made this hulked up like Duke Nukem looking motherfucker. the one thing and maybe they'll add it in later, I kind of wish there was like a horde type mode where you could control, where you could like pick a squad of four and then go against waves.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I've heard this campaign is pretty long, so that'll entertain me for quite some time. But for replayability, like, if you could have like a horde type mode, that would be neat. Anyway.
The Jeff I?
What was that?
I'm sorry. Well, I was drinking beer.
I said Jeff was just not talking. So Jeff's, I didn't
like,
know.
Oh, they're talking about strategy games. God damn it. And he's like, Jeff's probably over there. And fuck, he's got Chris talking about strategy games too.
He's like, I'm mute. Because I was talking shit about you guys and my girlfriend. That's what's happening right now.
To myself.
There was some news this weekend. I think.
Yes. Are we done with games?
Well, unless you guys want to hear about Final Fantasy being good, not great.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're gonna do a spoiler cast on that though, right?
We certainly can if you guys ever play it.
What was good?
Final Fantasy VII remake.
I'm sorry.
Being good, not great.
See, they just don't make games for me anymore, other than Animal Crossing. We could do Animal Crossing for 25 minutes. How's that sound?
Go ahead.
No, absolutely not.
Nothing new to talk about. There was news. There was actually a bit of news. I think if we were to start in order, The Last of Us 2 got dated this week, which I thought was super weird.
Yeah.
Not that it was weird that it got dated, but they dated it like 3 weeks ago. They're like, it's delayed indefinitely. And then they announced a new release date, and it's like 3 weeks later. I'm like, I get it. I understand that there's a crisis and it's not like simple math, but it's weird to be like, this is delayed, and then come back like, oh, no, not really. Like, you'll get it in the same window.
Cause that delay really sounded like, hey, this isn't coming till fall. Like when they made the original announcement, like when you say indefinitely, it seems a little far off.
Yeah. And then the funny thing about that was that the Ghost of Tsushima got delayed for it, which just had its release date announced like 2 weeks. Like, I think it was three. I mean, it's only got delayed like 3 weeks. I guess, I mean, it makes sense they don't want them on top of each other.
Right.
But yeah. That is, I mean, again, I'm not going to begrudge them. I know people want that game. And, oh, yes, I guess technically related to that, and I don't know how much you talk about stuff like this, a QA tester for the game, like the entire game, including cutscenes and the finale of the game.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, that leaked, huh? I mean, purposely leaked.
Oh, yeah, it did.
They were disgruntled
or something, I think, right?
What was that, Jeff?
They were disgruntled or something. They were upset.
Yeah.
I think they wanted to show something about crunch culture. And so that was their idea to fight it, to just seek everything and I guess ruin their career.
Way to go.
Yeah, that doesn't, like, to me, it's unless like you're fully getting out of games because, you know, the culture just doesn't, you feel it's really shitty in general and you're leaving the games industry. That doesn't sound like a good thing to have done.
But it's like, even if you're willing to do that, it's like, what did you accomplish? You just made people mad. Like, that's it. Like, it's not going to ruin their enjoyment of the game, ultimately. Like, it's
it's
not going to hurt sales.
The enjoyment of the game.
It's not going to hurt sales. Like, it's not going to, people are, if you're going to buy the game, you're going to buy the game. So,
yeah, I kind of feel the same way, Jeff. Like, I don't think that
it's not effective. Like, what do you do? Like, what are you trying to accomplish here?
Maybe somebody that was on the fence about it, like, took a look at this and was like, no, I don't really like where they went with this.
Yeah,
but yeah, ultimately, I don't think it's gonna.
It's not gonna make a dent. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just gonna say to Jeff's point, I don't think it's enough of a portion of the population where it's gonna be like, oh man, The Last of Us 2 sold half of the original. I mean, the thing that will hold The Last of Us 2 back really is that it is not a mid gen, but it is a transitional title because, and to parlay this into the other news of the week, Microsoft announced today that they're going to reveal some of their Xbox Series 1 titles next Thursday. So next gen, new gen, whatever you want to call it,
starting. Do you guys think that this leak of The Last of Us 2 kind of pushed Sony's hand a bit?
I don't think so. I think it was just funny timing.
Yeah, I would assume that you don't make such a big decision on when you're shipping stuff like that. That's probably in the works well ahead of time, but it's just weird.
Yeah.
I did not. Did you guys see any of the spoilers?
No, I saw people like.
I have. I've seen people, it all of it.
Yeah, I've seen people. I saw some people I follow like I had the whole thing ruined for me. And it's like, I don't know how, dude. Like, what? Like, if you're clicking on an article or you're clicking on something or clicking on a Reddit where people are talking about it or whatever the fuck, like yeah.
Earl, did you go looking for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and were you going to buy it? Like, were you like, no. Okay.
I didn't care for the first one. I just don't talk about it because.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, I think Jeff liked the first one. Tony and I are of it being of maybe not great quality.
It's
excellent, but it's not like, I don't have my PlayStation hooked up for one. And I don't like, I can recognize it being excellent while also saying like, yeah, it's just not quite for me. Like the story blew me away. Like I thought it was great.
Right.
The gameplay I think is really good, but like it's just it's not enough, like it's just not my jam, I guess, you know what I mean? But like I did think the game was really great, but I should go look up what happens in 2 just to see, cuz I'm not going to play it, so
I will play it and
hated it.
I did, but I play everything, so that's like the other side, right? Like I didn't hate it. I also think like that gets misconstrued. I don't think the gameplay was great.
Yeah, I don't think any of their games have great gameplay.
I don't mind the Uncharted games as much. But yes, if I actually love the Uncharted series. But if I was to say like Uncharted has great gunplay, no. It has great platforming, no. But it's good enough.
Good enough, right. And I think that's where Jeff was with The Last of Us, right? Like, you really enjoyed the story, and the gameplay was fine enough for you.
I think there's definitely a type of person that will, like would really dig the gameplay in Last of Us, you know? It's just...
And it does well. There's a lot of people I know who especially people who I don't even consider, like, huge gamers are into The Last of Us.
People really liked it.
It resonated with people, and I'm not going to take that away, which is why I don't talk about my dislike of the game. I played like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I'm just like, this isn't for me. And that's fine. That was that.
I mean, I've beaten this horse to death on here, but I do think like the ending of that game, like the last like cutscene, is like the best ending to a video game ever, because it felt like an adult drama, like where you're like, oh shit, and then like, and then the way it just like cuts to the end there.
Make
it's
it
like
a good ending. Like,
it doesn't make it a good ending.
Well, that, I mean,
cause... I mean, there's other reasons I think it's good, but like wrapped into that is what it's saying about the two characters.
Okay, yeah. That's
like, that's and the I, thing. It's like and, a video game typically,
and I get that, and I understand that. It.
If it does, it does it terribly, you know.
I get it from a thematic standpoint. I guess for me, I think of video games as an interactive medium. And to me, the best endings of video games are the ones that are like, we're going to test out everything we've taught you over the past number of hours in a meaningful way. And to me, that's not necessarily a story beat or anything like that.
I'm just talking about in terms of like story.
Narratively.
Yeah. Which is like, to me, you know, as time has gone on, like that's like the least. Like, I just don't care. Like, I want to play video games to play a game. But I'm just saying, in terms of like, oh, we're trying to be cinematic and we're trying to be like other mediums and this and that. Like, I do think that is like the best ending I've ever seen in a game. And then again, it was one of the few games where I actually paid attention to the story. So,
yeah. That's, I mean, I could see that. I don't agree, but it's fine.
crazy, crazy talk.
But yeah, I don't know. I think I'll probably be the only one here that plays it.
It's so funny.
I mean, again, depending on how long this isolation goes on,
I'm gonna hook up my PlayStation.
And Jude is not that far away.
True. I am sad though that it got pushed. That it pushed Ghost back. It's only 3 weeks, but I'm more excited for that game than, certainly for The Last of Us.
Amen.
But that was Sony's news. There was some Nintendo news.
Yes. Well, Nintendo rumors, which I'm assured is accurate, is that Nintendo will most likely not have a June Direct, which, you know, everybody, they were anticipating for E3, partially because of Japan's stay-at-home work order. And you might be saying, it's a pre-recorded video. Why do you need to be in the office for that? Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, they could just put clips together, right? Like, yeah, I don't...
Just fucking drop trailers. Just drop trailers on your YouTube channel. I don't even need an explanation. Put a date at the end of the trailer. I'm good.
And maybe they do that. Maybe instead of having a direct, they just like, hey, here's a game announcement.
What I saw, I just got so bummed. I'm like, are games just not going to come out this year? Like at the end of the year? Like,
I mean,
I started freaking out.
The flip side of it is that it's Nintendo who, I mean, within the past week, we've gotten what updates for Animal Crossing, Mario Maker.
Yeah, Splatoon, but I think those things were in the
Luigi's Mansion.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, they were, but I meant in the sense that like Luigi's Mansion 3, we just got, so like they could drop stuff without much of a build up. Like they could put a trailer on Twitter and be fine.
Drop that Mario. Like, drop it. Drop it on me. Sorry.
I think Mario will be an event, but I do think there will come a time where it's just like they're either going to do something makeshift or not. They're not going to have Mario just kind of
squirt out.
Yeah.
Ew.
Especially if the whole pitch and purpose of this was that it's like Mario's 35th anniversary. I assume they want to make a whole show about it. Yeah. What I hope would happen is that it would become a Mario-centric direct, where like I assume part of the problem with the direct now is like they have to work with third parties. They have to, you know, like you want your you want your Activisions, you want your Ubisoft, you want your THQs to be there as well. Where with if you're just gonna do Mario, just do Mario.
Right. And hey, maybe, you know, maybe they're not doing their E3 direct, but yeah, maybe we get something in late June, early July that is like, you know, centric to just them. Specifically those Mario games. I want that too, Jeff.
I want it. Imagine being able to play like fucking Sunshine and HD on your Switch and fix the camera.
Why would you pick Sunshine? Mario games.
I think that's the one that would benefit a lot from like even minor upgrades, you know,
getting a new camera
and up-res it, and like I'm good. Like
it's like saying, telling somebody like, imagine watching Jurassic World: The Fallen Kingdom in 4K,
like Super Mario. What the fuck is the one on the Wii U?
3D World.
Like that, like it's gonna be exactly the same. You know, it's like if I really wanted to play that, I could go get my Wii U back from who I lent it to, and then play it. But I don't know.
I could see wanting to jump in and try Sunshine out in a
club. That one and Galaxy. Like, I think Galaxy on like a regular controller.
You
want to
see, you want to see how the changes are.
And whatever they do with it, you know, it's going to be in HD, so that alone, it's going to, like, that game still looks great. Even still, like you can play that on a modern TV and it looks awesome. So, you know, give me that in HD. Oh my god, dude. Want it? It's the only thing that's going to save this year because nothing's going to come out. I know it. We're fucked.
I don't know. Well, Microsoft's having that event next week.
Yeah. And more importantly, and the final piece of news for the week, I think, is we had a new Assassin's Creed announced today.
Right.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Actually, how do you say that? Because I did not realize
Valhalla is the word.
It's where we're all going to go very soon.
Viking Town. Assassin's Creed Viking Town. That's how it's pronounced. No.
I know, because I did it right. Like, somebody was like, oh, it's I say Valhalla, and Tony says, Valhalla?
Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Yes. So yeah, it was just a minor debate that popped up.
Are you saying Val or Val? Like that? Like which way you say
it? Yeah. Like Val.
I think
Assassin's Creed Van Halen.
Tomato, tomato.
It is Sodio tomato, tomato, but I was just really curious. But yeah, it's Vikings. A lot of people seem to be interested in it. And I think they've done themselves a great service by just taking these breaks with the games where they're not annual releases anymore. So it is.
Especially since they've blown these games out and they're now 40, 50-hour RPGs.
Right?
Like before, you could finish an Assassin's Creed game in, 15 to 25 hours. Like now it's like 40 to 50 hours minimum.
Hey, that might be it for you, bro, on this fall. So I'll buy it. If it's like the only big game, I'll fucking buy it. Even though I haven't beat either of the last two.
You should really play Odyssey.
I played them both. I played like 30 hours at least of both of them, but it's just they're fucking huge.
Yeah, I generally have to I play a little bit and then take a little bit of a break and come back.
And you're like, oh yeah, this was really good.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the trailer? I haven't seen it.
I
Oh yeah, no, it's a nice trailer.
Okay, I mean, even before the trailer, did anybody watch the reveal?
With the painting?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
So was there something like weird about it or?
Oh, I mean, it's literally an ice cream with somebody painting the box art.
Strange.
Yeah.
No, it was an odd choice.
And the sad thing is, from what I could gather, there were people watching it.
And people are bored. They will watch anything.
That is fair. I feel like it was one of those marketing fans that probably put in place after quarantine. Like, what can we do? It's like, oh, this is something one person can do from their home that we can stretch out.
Yeah. I mean, hey, like, I know people watch, people draw and people paint on Twitch. There's that. I've drawn a blank on the dude that did the trees.
David Bob Ross?
Bob Ross?
Yeah, the really chill dude. People loved him.
He's great.
You said that you guys said the trailer was good, though.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either because
it was really good.
None of us did our homework. Apparently,
it's just a CG trailer, right?
Yes, it was. It did not show gameplay,
which is how they normally reveal Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say, Jeff?
There's no gameplay in the trailer. There's no gameplay.
No, and generally their first trailers don't have any gameplay. It's normally that, like a cool looking CG story trailer.
I mean, you know how it's going to look, but still, it's just like that's the only part of any game trailer I actually give a fuck about. Like, I don't care about the story in Assassin's Creed, so I'm just like, show me how it looks, like how the city's looking, shit.
I did not watch the trailer, but I did read up on, some conversations about it, and there seems to be a town building or base building section of the game.
You gotta have it now. Every game, gotta have it.
I mean, to be fair, back in, I think it might have even been maybe Brotherhood? No, maybe even two.
They've done it.
Like, you had like a base that you would add stuff to, and it would give you access to better upgrades and stuff in your villa. I think it was two. They've done things like that where you build up your assassin's order and you recruit new assassins to it. Yes, it's in every other game, but it's been part of the series since very early on. Slowly comes in and out of the series. I don't know. I'm pretty pumped about Viking Assassins.
I like the idea.
If it's all I got, I'll play it. But no, the last two games have been really, really fucking awesome. So I'll probably end up getting it myself too.
Earl, are you an Assassin's Creed fan?
No. I've tried two, and I think one of the other one. I don't know. It feels like a game I would get into, but I just don't.
You should try the new ones. They're different, in my
opinion. What I've heard. A lot of people, because, you know, it pops up, Origins and Odyssey. I think a lot of people I've mentioned are some of their favorites. And I think I have Origins from when I got my Xbox One. So I don't know.
They're just, like, awesome, like, open-world RPGs now. Like, I don't know, like... which is like really good mechanics. Like when I ever played like the early games, I didn't like the mechanics. There's the RPG elements weren't there and shit. Like, this is just like, it feels completely like a different thing to me. Like, I'm sure Chris and Tony could speak to this better than me, but it doesn't feel like the old ones to me at all.
It's hard for me to say because I played every single one of them, so it just...
Yeah, it's like, maybe more of a gradual...
Yeah, Origins feels like a natural evolution from, yeah. like definitely, like, they overhauled it, added all those RPG mechanics, but, like, you know, gameplay-wise, mission structure...
Gameplay, it's like, they didn't have Dark Souls controls, like, fucking...
No, but combat isn't that different, it's just a different placement on the buttons, like...
Maybe it's just the button placement made it feel different for me, but I thought it felt way, like, from what I remember of 1 and 2, it definitely felt different. Like, I hated the combat in those games.
Still very much, like, counter and attack that way. Although now with the RPG stuff, like, you can, you know, level your guy up and level your equipment up that you don't necessarily have to engage with that as much. Where you didn't have that option in the original, and like if you couldn't get down the way the combat worked and understand the parries and you know the attacks on against them and handling a large swath of enemies, you were going to have trouble with it. And now maybe not so much because it's more, hey, you can overlevel. Like, you can spend some time in this sector, get yourself up way more. So when you go to the next sector, you're
a fucking beast. And also just build your character to, like, in general, how you want. Like,
yeah.
Whatever feels good to you, you use more, like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, you could equip all sorts of different weapons on a... in the new games, like, you don't have that necessarily in the old ones where it's like, hey, you have your sword or and you have your hidden blades or, you know, and it was the Syndicate, the one that was in London, like, they had very specific weapons that they used, but they were never like picking out like, oh, I like fighting with a pole, so that's what I'm going to use all the time. That you didn't have that option.
Yeah.
Was there any other news this week?
Not super important. We found out that I think Xbox Live Game Pass has surpassed 10 million subscribers. Nice. I think Xbox Live is at 90 million subscribers.
I don't know about you guys. I don't know why they, just like, hey, we're not necessarily closing Gold down, but like, Game Pass is the base now.
And that is fair. I mean, I think, especially with, you know, the Game Pass Ultimate, I am curious to see what, if they rebrand that, or if it's just going to be like, you can either get Game Pass or Game, no, because it wouldn't make sense either. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, if Game Pass is what you're going to go to, you get rid of Game Pass and Game Pass... And Xbox, I mean, just have Game Pass Ultimate as the only thing people can get.
Yeah, I guess, because if you don't have Ultimate, right, they don't link.
Yeah.
So Ultimate is live PC and console game, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then I think for me, the big thing with that is they need to start selling that. I guess they don't want people to realize how much it is, but they need to sell that in a year chunk. I don't like this, like you can buy 1 month or 3 months.
Yeah, because it's what, $15 a month?
And yeah.
What are the three? Are they 45 or is it?
Yeah, cheaper? It's 45. Because, yeah. Is that like, yeah, like, the problem is like once you get to a year, then you're looking at what, 165, 180 bucks or something like
that? Yeah, 180 bucks.
And that does not look good on paper, but I'm like, I'd rather that than buying these increments.
I like getting nickel and dimed, like, or not nickel and dimed, but like, you prefer
to like, charge me 15 a month instead of.
Like Netflix or a lot of most things, you know.
I actually prefer being charged up front. Like I was sad when, because Netflix used to be able to, buy like the subscription up front, or like what I used to do is like you'd buy like a year and then they just take the money out the account every month. I'm like, I'd rather that than like in this situation, for example, I'd rather know that like, okay, my Xbox Live is paid off for 2 years because, and you know, God forbid, I don't know what's going to happen to my job next week. I mean, I do, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, right. There's that. But it's just like, I don't know. It's like when I know Prime is coming up, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's coming next month.
I dread you know, when Prime is coming up.
You know, and it's just like, or Xbox Live renewal, or, you know. Although I think I don't know how I got the Ultimate thing now. So is it just monthly no matter what?
Well, like it just kind of does it. Yeah, like once it loops around to when you're whatever you're – however much you paid for, it'll start charging you monthly.
When it's like that, though, when it's just like Netflix, I never even think about it. I don't know when it bills it. I was like, yeah, I just know that, like, you know, every month that's what it's going to be. Like, I don't know. I kind of prefer it that way. Just either way, give me that.
There should be an option, right? Like, I'm with you, Jeff. I would like spend more than, you know, $15 a month or whatever it is on other stupid frivolous shit.
In fact, dissolve my like car insurance into like little monthly installments, so I don't have to think about that either. I don't like looming deadlines. I don't like that.
And the big chunk is always like, I don't want to spend $180.
Yeah, it's just like I could spend that on something cool, but now I got to spend it on this. Not a fan.
I much prefer just getting out the way and not having to think about it for a year or so. Like, I mean, to your point, like I was going to buy the PlayStation Plus somebody had on sale for $35 and I was going to buy it this week. And I'm like, wait, when does this actually expire? And then I had to check and see that it doesn't expire till next June. So like, I'm kind of good. But, yeah, if I wanted to, I mean, I think that's it's a good time to buy it because it's cheap. So, yeah, I am all for, I am for buying stuff ahead of time.
I hope they offer that for you, Earl, so you can book out Game Pass for 2 years or whatever you want to do. So did you say you have PlayStation Plus?
Yeah.
So you get those sweet games of Farming Simulator 19.
My favorite thing is that everybody was like, everybody has been like, oh man, you know, Sony has been killing it. And then Sony's like, yeah, you folks gave us credit. We don't have to try anymore. And I'm like, oh, okay.
To be fair, City Skylines is an excellent SimCity game.
Oh no, I do think you get to a point, you get to a point where you've given all the major games out already, and if you give them back again, people are going to complain.
Yep, we're there with. I mean, they're not looping back on the Xbox Live Gold games, but we are definitely scraping the barrel.
Yeah.
Although Overlord is a good game, it's just.
Yeah, and I think the thing is for a lot of, and I mean, maybe that's what they do. Maybe that's what Microsoft and Sony does. Because, you know, like, there are people who've gotten Xbox Live or who's gotten PlayStation again. game where it's like, okay, you know what, this month we're just gonna like put up all the games we've gone out for free before, grab them if you can, or something like that, or like a best of.
Yeah. I guess there is one other piece of news. Tony, our resident Apex Legends player, they made some announcements this week, didn't they?
Oh yeah, there's a new character coming. Get excited!
Woo!
I'm always excited for a new character. The next season starts pretty soon, but I think the big thing is quests. They added quests to the game.
So
Johnny.
Yes. How do you do your Johnny quests?
I really don't know yet. By the way, speaking of Apex Legends, I just won.
Nice.
You're paying while we're recording?
Oh, totally.
Do you not respect the sanctity of podcast recording and not doing anything while? And as long as you don't read my Twitter to find out what I was doing.
I want to know? Oh.
Tony went quiet for a little bit after Assassin's Creed talk.
Well, not only did I win, but I got all of my team's kills.
Nice.
So yeah, 6 kills. I'm dominant now. But yeah, quests. They didn't really say what form the quests would take. I'm assuming it's kind of like a mini battle pass type thing where you kind of do challenges, and then by the end of the season have earned some sort of
I wonder if there's sort of like Fortnite doesn't, they don't have quests necessarily, but they have missions.
Yeah.
And like you do certain daily, you know, challenges or whatever, or monthly challenges or season pass challenges. And then as you level up that mission, like you'll get certain unlocks from there. That could be interesting. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I can't see them adding like story elements or like go off and do this story mission. Like maybe it would just be so different from the gameplay they've offered so far, which has all been based off of the, you know, the model that they've already set up.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I will say there's like right now because actually I don't think it's going on anymore, but they just had the Bloodhound event, and there's like a Bloodhound volcano that you can land in and like fight creatures to earn like a tiered series of rewards, so you get like better loot depending on how far you get through, and it's like sitting there on the map, you can land there anytime, and I wonder if like maybe the quests will be stuff like that.
Could be interesting, like they throw in like some PvE elements
that
take place during the match. All right. Well, look forward to hearing how that new character plays. I don't know. I know there's some lore and stuff to Apex.
I don't pay attention at all. I could not tell you anything.
It's hard when it's a multiplayer game. Like it's also like with Overwatch. Like I know there's like lore and all that for all those characters. Just I have a hard time giving a shit when like the gameplay isn't that.
Yeah.
Also, just so my son and daughter roped me into playing Fortnite with them on Sunday, we won. I was dead, so was my daughter, but my son got us the win with his 21 kills.
He had 21 kills?
Yeah.
It's like all he plays and shit.
That's pretty much it. It's like every once in a while, like he's been playing Battlefront recently, and but yes, it's a lot of Fortnite, and now my daughter has gotten back into playing it. She plays on her phone, which is just weird. he was playing on the Xbox, she was playing on her phone, and I was sitting at our kitchen table playing on the Switch.
That's cool.
So it was, yeah, it was really neat that like you could play on all these different things.
And that is neat, yeah.
Even if you don't like Fortnite, and I'm not necessarily a huge fan of it. All right. Well, it looks like there's lots of Game Pass games for us to go play this week. I don't think anything new's coming out. next week. Well,
like I said, the most important thing next week is the Microsoft thing, whatever. I think it's Inside Xbox. It's next Thursday. So we'll hopefully have a bunch of news to talk about next week. A
bunch of new next generation games.
Yes. And if you have, for some odd reason, not played it, Splatoon is doing a opening, they call it a special event, but it's an open weekend. So check it out. It's one of my favorite multiplayer time. That reminds me, I don't know if the sale is still going on. Titanfall 2 was $3 on EA Store. Titanfall 2, one of the absolute best first-person shooter campaigns ever.
People should go play that.
I never made it through the campaign. I need to.
Really?
I kept telling myself
I kept having to go back, but I never made it to the end.
I would go as high as Earl, but I thought it was like a solid campaign for sure.
As far as like first-person shooters, I don't necessarily have a high bar for that, but it is one of. I think it's one of the most creative.
It's got things I like in it. It's got like kind of puzzles and platforming and shit, like which I did not expect out of that developer or this series. Like I just didn't expect
it. And it's a developer that their history is, you know, Medal of Honor and Call of Duty. You don't expect a interesting time shifting puzzle platforming levels, and there's some really cool stuff in there.
Yeah,
Titanfall 2 is excellent. It's just like Earl said, everyone should go play that. And if it's only $3, there's no excuse.
Totally worth it.
I don't know if there's a community playing the multiplayer, but the multiplayer is a ton of fun too.
I mean, for $3, I'm hoping somebody's gonna.
I might pick up a little bit because
I know it picked up. I think it was sometime last summer. It was one of PlayStation Plus's games, and the servers went from like maybe a couple thousand to like 30,000 or 40,000 people playing, which isn't. It's not a massive amount of people, but that's enough where you're getting matches really quickly. So.
Yeah, I think the problem with that is that it's also one of those games that does that thing where it's like we're just going to divide you up into a bunch of different players, and there are some really cool ones. But if you have a limited user base, it means that any one player could be very diluted. Because one of my favorite modes is there is a mode where you can just play as the Titans, and that is really awesome. I think there's also a mode as just the runners, but
yeah, if there's a pilots only mode. I think
we have enough shooters for that.
Yeah, like that. What makes Titanfall cool is the fact that there are these giant robots that you can call down and get inside or utilize as kind of like robot guard dogs. So the fact that you would just want to play as pilots like is weird to me, but whatever. But go buy that if it's still on sale. What is it? It's Xbox is having a major sale too. I think PlayStation is as well. So
yes. So I mean, it does not help anybody because this we record on Thursday. This goes out Saturday. But I just checked; it is still $3 as of this recording. So,
so maybe it'll still be like Saturday. If you listen to this Saturday morning, go buy it. The sales generally they loop a little bit. Xbox sales go till Tuesday, so all right. Well, we will be back next week with some next gen reveals.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Jazz hands, everybody.
I got them out. Right. Now I'm tired though. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.